That must mean that it is the Judith Conrad program. We're broadcasting from Eugene, Oregon, a wonderful place on the western side of Oregon. For those people who are listening in from other countries, and I am very pleased to say that there are many of you who are listening from other places, and I get all of these wonderful emails and explaining what you got out of the program. That makes me very happy. And, of course, I usually will take the time to email back, and we can have a nice little dialogue. So after the program, you might want to email me at Conrad, Conrad, 3198, at Comcast.net. You can also visit my website, MountShastaMagic.com. I formerly lived in Mount Shasta, and I'm bringing you the energy of the mountain. It's a very spiritual place, one of the seven wonders of the world, I believe. So here we go. I've got a little tickle in my throat here. We're going to clear that out very quickly. So first of all, today, the 23rd of April, we are broadcasting radio here, and the theme of this whole program is Making a Difference, one broadcast at a time. So this is a virtual classroom on the airwaves. My purpose, because I came from a teaching background, taught high school for many, many years, is to be a conduit for information that I read, I see, I hear, and during this day has been accumulating. And you are the recipients of it. Therefore, let's get on with the program. First of all, we have some astrology going on here. We have Uranus trine the sun, at least it is for me, and I figure if you're listening to my program, you have it also. This is about radical and unexpected changes. Well, this is the place that I'm choosing to be. I am here in openness, willingness to be in this, be part of the change, and to be changing myself. So as I'm making a difference, I am opening it up to make a difference for you. The focus of all day today has been not to need anything, not to need anyone, and to be totally detached. The other part of this is being in a metamorphosis, which is in this huge change, which is what it is, you know, when the caterpillar goes in the chrysalis and comes out the butterfly, that I think all of us, we are neither caterpillar nor are we butterfly. We're in this gelatinous form that is open, available. We're listening with all ears, with all cells, to see what is the change that wants to happen. Through this broadcast, it is my purpose that you receive information that will cause change to happen. Unless you're deliriously happy, you're delirious, whatever that is, and you are, I think everyone's in change. If you're in a relationship, I'd like to have you take a good look and see what it is that you can do on your end to change this whole thing. For some, it is to just ignore when someone's ranting and raving on the other person, or it is to participate in it. I don't know how that's going to play out. So whether you're a caterpillar or you're the butterfly or you're in between, here we go. It's about deep listening and deep questioning. I want you to listen with all ears. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I said, listen with your left ear. And as you're focusing on that left ear, I had many people email me, or even when in the call-ins, and they said, oh, my left ear was buzzing. Well, yeah, duh. Okay, we are going to start out now with the intuitive insights. We have three wonderful insights for today. The first one is to acknowledge that we are in a place of new beginnings and to open and receive the change that is about to happen. Whether it's good, bad, indifferent. And if you're happy the way you are, that's fine. I did a session today with someone, and she says, I'm just happy, 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 and no problem, no problem. And as we delved further into it, she was bored to tears. And all of the insights that came through were about the sparkle that she's missing and the excitement that she used to have from travel and just kind of settled into a relationship that, if the truth be known, she could probably live without. Oh, well. So that first insight then is to open and receive information to listen with all ears and to receive from above, which is, I always say, God, and to listen from below to connect with Mother Earth, because, you know, we're in Earth Day time, and I'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. Earth Day is the acknowledgement of how nature is a perfect teacher. It doesn't effort. It has no need. It is totally detached. The tulips blossom without me doing anything. Of course, if I give them fertilizer, they're gonna be a larger. There will be a larger bloom. It's just, can we emulate what's going on with nature and during this Earth Day? Be open to new communication between the Earth and you, between your group, between the trees. You know, if with this gorgeous weather, I don't know how it is where you're living. The weather here is spectacular. It is just beyond. What else can I say? I'm opening to receive the sunshine. I'm opening to receive whatever is here. The second intuitive insight is about success. And this is a formula that if you'll follow this, it will encapsulate your purpose, your goals, your planning, and your scheduling. It will take you to the next level. So let's look at this a little bit. First of all, take things one day at a time, one moment at a time, which means that you stay in the now, in the now, in the now. Be very present. And be aware that most of the time when you're watching TV or listening to the radio, you're there to be titillated. You're there to have entertainment. Well, that's not what this is about. To be in the now means that your every cell is alive and your eyes are focusing on anything because you're depending on information coming through. And if I'm closing down my ears, I can't hear what someone is saying. So yesterday and today, I have been listening, to what people, boy, my throat going wild here. One second. Been listening to what people have been saying because I'm open to this newness and the willingness to change. And I, as I listened to what people said, revelations have been coming in. And I get so excited when this happens, and people don't even realize how they're changing my life as I'm, because they don't know I'm listening. Excuse me. The second insight from this second part, it is Jupiter. I'm looking at some astrology here, by the way. And that is about expansion of whatever information is coming to you. Therefore, every once in a while you get this, and I don't get when it's in a broadcast. Well, sorry, water time. All right, pardon me. So I think I'm ready to go on. So with this Jupiter, it is whatever I've heard, whatever I am acknowledging, it is to take that information and expand upon it, to write about it. The third planet is Venus, is to notice what it is in my life that I totally love. I love the sunshine right now. I love being out in the dirt, and I love seeing the flowers that are coming out. In and around my work, I love to do the radio, I love to do the television, and I love to do readings for people. So, as I'm acknowledging, it's good, I can feel someone sending me Reiki to my throat. I just felt that. You are so awesome out there. You are. And my throat feels much better. Thank you very much. Therefore, I'm loving you because you are loving my throat. You're loving it up. The fourth planet is Moon, and by the way, tomorrow is a new moon in Taurus, and it is right here at the Earth Day. So Taurus is about the land, and the moon is about the feelings that we have right now. Notice how authentic we can feel about our feelings in and around whatever I've heard today, whatever you've heard today. And then the fifth planet is Mercury, and that is communication. Communication is what I've heard and synthesized, and then I turn around and give it out to other people. When I get messages on the emails, I integrate those, synthesize them, and take in what I've heard from everyone who's on the radio here. And then the sixth planet is Mars, which is to put the energy into the action steps of what it is I've heard as I began with Saturn. Saturn is that day-to-day being in the now, acknowledging what's going on. So that's a nice formula of taking things in the now, day by day, and to be open to the possibilities, and everything is a signal and a sign, and to love what I'm about, and most of all is to love me. If I were to sit here and judge whether my throat is acting up, I would be, you know, that's a waste of time. Because you all took care of my throat. Thank you very much. And the self-love takes care of the judgment that I have about myself. And, of course, the moon is to be authentic and to acknowledge my feelings. And Mercury is my communication, be clear, tell the truth. And then Mars is to be consistent. The third insight is the word power. Now, I want you to acknowledge the power that you have. If you give your power away to someone else, that leaves you depleted. And most of all, people give their power away when they acknowledge that someone is better than they are, or that they are less than somebody else. And therefore, they try to lick their boot. I call it the lick their boots. And that just doesn't work. And the person that you're doing that for just does not respect, and then you end up diminishing yourself more and more. So I would like to have you take this opening to receive and the formula that has been given to you, and I want you to anchor that. Anchor that in the earth, and just imagine your little garden out and back, or maybe you have 500 acres. Anchor the four corners of your property. If you have a crystal, I would recommend that you take these crystals and you put them in the four corners of the property. If you're in an apartment, then take the four corners of your rooms, of your apartment or whatever that is, townhouse. If you have upstairs, downstairs, I would do four corners above and four corners below. If you have a basement, then four corners down below. Take a crystal, any crystal. You can take four copper pennies. Sometimes when I go to expos, I will put copper piping in the four corners, and that helps a whole lot too. So, got some very powerful pieces of information coming in here. And now let's go to the new moon, this Taurus new moon. Astrology, ooh yeah. What we're here to do, because Taurus is about loving the simplicity. Nature is simple. Bottom line, it follows the seasons. In the wintertime, it hibernates. It gets its energy ready to come in the springtime where we are right now. Gets it ready to move, to grow, to expand, to break out of the shell. And as I was digging in some of my pots, I found these acorns. And they had split, and they were starting to grow. Well, that's just a little gift that I brought along with me from Mount Shasta. And I didn't leave it in my pot, of course, because I had other things to plant. I had pulled up roots. And it was a reminder that wherever we go, we always bring along everything that we've ever experienced. It's all part of our story. And for some, the story gets pretty huge. It really does. And you live with that, and you talk about it. And sometimes it is so important to be in silence and in the magic of the secret. I'm not talking about the secret that is that DVD that's been going around, but maybe I am. I don't know. So with this astrology, you're keeping the secret and connecting with Mother Earth. And as you're doing it, like I was digging in the pot, it was like digging out and breaking out of deep old ruts that had been there. I found something that wanted to take root that came from the past, so I pulled it out. Okay, with this awareness of Earth Day, and that happened in April of 1969, I mean, that was 30 years ago, being April of 2009, we have this environmental awareness that is growing stronger and stronger. And I'm sure this weekend that there will be many things going on. So, what's happening now toward this end of April, which we're coming into, tomorrow being the new moon, 24th and 25th, new moon is about creating new beginnings. All right. So what are we creating? What kind of a new reality are you creating? And are you up and out of your old patterns, your old ruts? Because you're birthing so much that is new. You're birthing this new relationship. And what I'm feeling is that you're rebirthing the connection to spirit, the reconnection to God, the reconnection to your higher self, the reconnection to Gaia, to the Pachamama, to the Mother Earth. And you're shifting out of personal gratification towards benefiting all concerned. Now, I'm watching, because I do coach a lot of people in business, I'm watching how people and businesses are stepping into humanitarian purposes. And I have this acquaintance. I mean, he has a body shop, and he opened the doors for people to replace cracked windshields, and you know, the way they make windshields anymore, it's pretty easy to do that, by bringing in 4 cans of food. Well, he ended up with 2,000 pounds of food that he was able to contribute to an organization here in Eugene, Oregon. And of course, this brings in business. However, I'm sure that he had a much higher purpose in doing this. So you see, business is not as usual. He has a definite purpose, and he's looking around now for another cause to step into, plus a third one that is coming right behind that. If your business is not, if you're not doing as well as you would like to, you might want to consider joining forces with nonprofits. You might want to join with any cause that really rings your bell. And environmental purposes, that is very, very good. And people who are starving, with people out of work, it is very important that we take care of the children, take care of the elders, because many of the children, many of the elders are dependent upon the breadwinner. And if the breadwinner has just lost their job, then, of course, the potential of them not being able to stay in a home or not having food is very high. And, of course, with children, you just cannot do that. That's creating karma, and we don't want to do that. Okay, so we have this Taurus new moon. Next 2 days, I invite you to contribute. I invite you to tithe to something, someone. How's that sound? I would hope that that rings your bell and rings your chime. Okay, so anytime from now on, if you decided you would like to call in, I'm open for your call-in. Again, I always throw out, if you think that I don't have anything to say and you're calling just to rescue me, forget it. I have about 15 pages of material here that I can go on. If you're going to call in, yes. And you become part of the program. It makes me so excited when that happens. In the meantime, until a call comes in, you just keep listening. I'll just keep talking. And we'll just keep creating a magic that is what life can be about. And life is about it, if you will just let it. Well, so talking about metamorphosis and talking about being not the caterpillar and not being the butterfly. How many of you are trying to go back to being the butterfly? good luck. Whatever has been familiar is just fading. It's gone. And you're sitting here with this place, in this place of, what the heck is going on? And so you're going into fear. You're going into all of this other stuff. Go to the quiet time. Go out in nature. If you have a Harley Davidson and you're so inclined, or a bicycle, get out and a rollerblade. Oh, rollerblade. I don't do any of the above. However, it sounds like fun. Whatever is the expansion that will take you out of this contraction. Because there's a deep inner urge, I think it's more than ever, where we're being called to delve into and spelunk, I love that word, to spelunk into a deeper place than we've ever been before. Our soul is urging us to go deeper. And to be like that little child. Remember when you were little, you skipped along the path, you kicked stones, you had your dump trucks, you had, I think I played with dump trucks instead of dolls. Being on the farm, you know, you couldn't put the doll out there in the sand. So you build roads, you do all of these things that you use your imagination. I invite you then to utilize this imaginal realm, excuse me, to use this imaginal realm to bypass the logical mind and to go into that creative place where you can create out of nothing. You can imagine with this pile of sand at the beach, you can imagine the most beautiful castles. And you build and you start forming them, and then the water comes in and washes it away. And you go, and there's no big deal. You go right back in, and oh good, another element has come in. Now you've got water to go with the earth, and now it sticks even better. So if you were crying about, oh, my sand was destroyed, let it go, because the water now gives another element. And when it starts to dry out, it gets pretty hard. And then, of course, the ocean comes back in, takes it away, and you go on to the next phase. Well, that's where we are right now. So when there is any type of internal agitation going on, things are starting to stir up and you can feel it. You just know there's something. I know that personally, in my business, in my readings, I am going deeper into the readings than I've ever done before. And information is coming out that is being of service to the next level of this paradigm shift. So I'm noticing that some people are getting this internal stirring. And this is like the sand that gets in the oyster to form the pearl. So we can be upset about it, that we're no longer this way, and because we don't know where we're going, and that's what this whole time period, 2008 to 2012, that this four-year period is about, the breakdown, and transmuting everything into a higher state. The pearl that's coming out of this whole thing is going to be spectacular. So I say throw a little bit of sand in that oyster. Let's get that thing growing, and the irritant that was in there, the urging that caused the caterpillar to start weaving the chrysalis is where you're at right now. You're weaving the demise of the old way of life. And for some of you, it will be the demise of the old work, the way you did it. It could be the demise of relationship. It could be the demise of careers that you held on to for a long time. For some people, for example, with the auto body shop, they have taken on a higher purpose, a much higher purpose that is guiding them to even more success. I mean, they were already successful. So looking at what you do as a career, as where you are you able to find that higher purpose? And I'd love to have you call in and let me know. Okay, we have Noella calling from Ottawa, Canada. Very good. Come on in.
Hi there, Judith. How are you?
Just fine. One of my favorite people calling in from Canada.
Well, I'm glad your throat feels better because I was sending energy, but I was doing it in my mind. I don't know if it worked, but
it did,
I've never
it did.
Done that. I just said, I took your picture and started stroking your throat.
Oh, you are. I could feel that. Every once in a while when I do.
I'm sure there was somebody else out there, but I just thought it was funny because it was just at that time you said, oh, I feel better.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah,
how
I love
can I help
the
you
imagination
today?
And when it works, it's kind of cool. I just wanted to tell you, Judith, that last week was crazy for grounding, and I had to actually hug a tree to feel normal.
Really?
And this week, I feel fine. But
great.
It was like the energy was high.
Wasn't it, though?
Yeah,
well,
it was like not a good high, though. It was like a, you know, like you say, everything was coming to the surface.
Yeah, yeah, very
and,
good.
And
how can I help you
out.
Today?
Yeah, up and down, and now I feel great.
Very good. Anything
like
I can do to help
purge.
You?
Yeah, so I just wondered if you could pull out a card and see what the good old tarot says.
Sure can. I sure can. Let me look and
that's
see.
That's your favorite
what...
thing, so I like doing that with you.
Yeah, it is. I know it. I know it. So I just shuffled. Let me take a card here. For you, it is the Four of Cups, which is luxury. You are in this place of bringing everything into balance. Your spiritual life, mental life, emotional and spiritual. Spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. And when one goes out of kilter, the other ones get impacted. Very much
right.
Like, look, can you imagine a spider web? You
yes.
Got it? Okay,
right.
Imagine if I touch it up here at the upper right-hand side. I just give it a real shake. And don't you think that down here on the left side and the upper and the lower, it's going to impact that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So what you're experiencing and what many of the people out there are experiencing is the shakeup where something is impacting, maybe it may be someone in your family, something is happening there and it impacts everything in your life. So what you're doing is you're, and this is cups, which is emotion. Emotionally, you are grounding and centering. Get near water. Stick
yeah.
your hands in a cup of water.
Okay.
You know, if you can't get to the lake or the ocean.
I know what that would do to you.
Put your hands in a cup of water. It's connecting with the molecules because with Dr. Emoto, he, you know, if you send love
yes.
into water,
yes.
it starts changing. So the top of this card has a pink lotus. Now, symbolically, for me, that means opening the heart chakra.
Right.
And what I felt you were doing, you were sending heart energy to my throat.
Yeah. What was the card? Sorry, Judith, I didn't hear what card it was.
It's the Four of Cups, luxury.
Cups. Okay. Yeah, that is for heart, right.
Yes,
cups
yes, it is.
Heart. Yeah. Well, that's
well,
good.
You keep on listening.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything for our audience that you'd like to tell our audience?
Just that I love y'all.
And thanks.
Your sense of humor.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay,
bye
keep
bye,
working
Judith.
On my throat. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. And Noella is one of the people, in fact, I mentioned her name last week on the radio, and she was listening, and she said, oh, my gosh, I got this real feeling. You know, you get excited when you hear your name mentioned on the radio. So if you would like to call in, you have the numbers in front of you. Love to have you call. And we're about halfway through the program, and we can take a couple more calls. In the meantime, let's go back to the whatever the lessons are that want to come through here. Now, Noella brought in that heart energy, and I knew someone was sending energy to my throat. And don't you just hate it when you get going and doing something like this? What are you going to do? You know, you just have to be with it, with whatever's happening with it. And then, because it is difficult for me to accept help. I just surrendered, and I said, okay, there's nothing much I can do other than to put a little bit of Taifu, which is this essential oil. It's actually a skin conditioner. I put it on my hand, and I lick it, and it goes into my throat, and it calms the throat. So that plus your energy has been divine. All right, so here we go. Again, opening the lines up if you'd like to call. All right, self-love. Self-love, self-love, self-love. There are certain expressions, when you use them, they activate that self-love for you. If you have a mantra, if you have an intention that you put out, it just changes everything. So I want you to practice between now and next week totally loving yourself. Loving yourself unconditionally. And if you do something that you think, oh, God, I screwed up that. Oh, boy, I was coughing through the whole program. Bad girl, bad girl. Well, so what? It is what it is. And the sooner you can get into this place of of loving yourself no matter what, the better it's going to be. Because you can do a whole lot in making yourself wrong. You're probably a master at that. Okay. All right, let's look and see what else we've got here. Well, the other thing is that when you love yourself, it takes away all of this other judgment that I was just talking about, and it helps you to go through the eye of the needle. The eye of the needle is very small, and there's no way you can go through with carrying all the baggage. Therefore, just love yourself, let go, and let God. I love that. You know, there's nothing that I can do. I don't know how to do it. And mentioning that, I just had to grab this other paper because in this huge change, I guess that is the name of the program. Some of the questions that I ask people when I start to work with them as their spiritual coach, training them on intuition, is I will ask you, who are you? Who are you? And why are you here? And what do you do? So, who are you? Why are you here? What do you do? I'm writing this down. In a conversation recently, I was between two people, almost suffocated. I do this, I do that, the other one was going back and forth, and I was right in the middle. I do this, I do this, I do that. And during this 10-minute conversation, that's all I could hear about was what their work was, and I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that, I'm a miracle worker, and blah, blah. I couldn't get out of there fast enough because I didn't get to know who they were. All I could hear was, what was their work? So who are you? And why are you here? What do you do? You know, so I didn't put that first. But most of the time when you meet people in networking, and I love to network, I love to meet people, eventually they're going to get around to saying, well, what do you do? And if you can make that the least important, I think you'll have much more business. And if the truth be known, you know so much of what's coming up next. So that's my next question. What's next for you? And if you say, well, gosh, I really don't know because I'm right in the middle of this transition. Well, my favorite question is, well, if you did know, doesn't that short circuit the whole thing? Then you might want to look and say, well, what's missing? What's missing? Think about that. What's missing? Or maybe you have everything. And I don't mean material things. Because many of you have every iPod, BlackBerry, whatever. You've got computers. What is missing? Now let's go back and look at who are you? You see what would just happen? This time when I went back to who are you, I could feel some of you dropping into a deeper place. Now I'm going to ask you, why are you here? And what do you do? Then I'm going to ask, what's next? What's next? And what's missing? And this is a kicker here. What's blocking you? And this is the one where people really, excuse me, can't get an answer. Most of the time, what's blocking you? Well, I'm poor, and I don't have the money to advertise. And what else is blocking you? My parents beat me. My parents hate me. My husband hates me. Won't let me go out and get a job. You know, all of it goes on, and the stories continue. So what's blocking you is usually only you. Okay, now the next one, what are your hidden strengths, your hidden gifts, and your hidden talents? Now that is what's coming up here, because as you are moving from caterpillar into the chrysalis and getting ready to come out the butterfly, out of this will come hidden strengths, hidden gifts, and hidden talents. However, in my case, I taught high school for, 24, 25 years. That is an obvious strength, and I've transferred that over to the new. So I'm looking at, I always do it for myself first. What are my hidden strengths that are and gifts and talents that want to come out of this? And I think through the radio, television, and television program that I drop into and I connect to a higher source than I've ever done before, which makes me much more valuable as a coach, as a mentor, as a spiritual guidance person. Now that I'm tapping into, I at the beginning of the program, I talked about being ultra awake and listening. And I'm writing down every comment that is coming around. And, of course, about that time, my throat start kicking in, which I think is an indication to me that I must go deeper. I'm hearing things on the surface level, and it is important that I go deeper to find deeper messages. And you, as the listener out there, will probably notice the difference as I continue doing the program of the deepening and the changing, and maybe I'll add more humor. Maybe I'll add music. I used to have music on my program all the time. I wonder if I can do that. I'm sure that they'll let me do that here. Okay, now that we've got our information, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to integrate it into your being? And if you are choosing to start a new business or to work for someone else, how do you utilize the information that is coming to you? At one point, in fact, it was last Monday when I did my television program, I was interviewing an author, and she had just finished her book. And during the program, it came out, I'm feeling that I'm going to be writing a book too. Because all of my work that every morning I write and write and write and write. And I'm starting to synthesize every piece of paper, everything I've written. So, yes, that's a pretty good indication when you're in that altered state when I do a TV program or a radio program, you betcha that I am using talents that I normally don't use when I'm out and about. And out of this, how do I become magnetic to attract what spirit or what God has for me? Maybe attracting someone who wants to publish the book, attracting clients who want to have a reading, attracting whatever is the next step for me. Because I don't think I'm so much different than any of you out there. So I'd like to do a filling exercise, because I want you to imagine that you were a little caterpillar, and you are just crawling along the ground. And the urge, I want you to just imagine, you're going every day like a little gerbil, you're going to work, you're getting up and you're fixing breakfast, you're fixing the same thing. You and your spouse are spicy, you're saying the same thing. And all of a sudden, the urge comes, you say, I just can't do this anymore. So this is this inner yearning that is calling you. And as you're crawling along, all of a sudden the tree appears or a branch, and you start spinning. And I want you to imagine that you're spinning and weaving this pod, and you're inside of it, and you're weaving it around you. And perhaps the work, the career that you're doing, or the change that you're in is starting to get that yearning. Okay, now can you imagine being in here and your whole body, the DNA is starting to change. And that's exactly what we want. We want the DNA to change. And so I'm asking Spirit to let this pod, this chrysalis, to take on the energy of changing your DNA so that you become aware of those hidden strengths, those hidden gifts, and those hidden talents that you're going to need as you come out as a butterfly. Imagine crawling around along the ground, and all of a sudden you've got wings and can fly across the meadow. You never had those gifts and talents before, or they were a potential within you. Now I say, who are you? Yeah. And why are you here? Because you're starting to get the calling of something that is beyond where you are right now. My astrologer friend told me in 1984, the Cinco de Mayo was when I took my first class in spirituality. Yeah, I was teaching high school, and I thought, what am I doing with this? It was so exciting. I couldn't stop. It was just so intriguing. And I was in that metamorphosis, and my friends thought I had lost my marbles. What do you mean you're doing intuitive work? You're doing, of course, they said a different word. And my astrologer said, you are in that same place, and you're ready to make this next shift. And that's where you are right now. So be aware of what's going on in your life, and journal and write what's going on. So do I have you in the chrysalis yet? You're in the chrysalis, and you're starting to feel the change in the DNA. And what I'm doing is I'm going to send to you, just like Noella sent to me in my throat, I'm going to send some extra strands of the DNA to wrap themselves around the double helix, so that you're adding, I'm going to call it potential. Potential, expansion, opportunities. So potential, opportunities. You are in this place of adding more DNA. Yeah. And it feels strange. So let's let these two extra strands, which are potential opportunities and expansion, I want you to let those integrate with the original double helix. Can you feel them starting to wrap themselves around and integrate? I want you to now feel like they're all part of that double helix. Okay, got it. Okay, now I want you to send that out to all the cells of the body so that it goes throughout the entire body. Yeah. All right. Now, we could add more strands of DNA. I often do that. I want you to feel what the butterfly is coming, that because you're shifting and you're changing your the whole cellular structure. I want you to feel that crystal is starting to fall away. I want you to start feeling the need to beat it out. And yeah, if someone else comes along and says, "Oh, let me give you this reading and just tell you," but I wouldn't. That's not the way I do it. I give you the tools as I'm doing the reading to be able to break out of that chrysalis, and some people go ahead and break the chrysalis open, and then of course the wings have no strength. So be aware that when you have readings that you find someone who can give you tools to break out of and strengthen those wings and the new talent, gifts and talents that you are receiving. They've always been there or emerging. And when you flex the muscles, the wings start to open. And then as you break off the chrysalis and you finally, it's like you're creeping out. And you're no longer bound to the earth. Yeah, there you are. And all of a sudden, because you have gone through the processes that you have gone through, now you're ready to fly. Got it? Love to hear from you now. What did you experience from that? It was like throwing sand into that oyster. That pearl started forming itself as protection around that grain of sand. Or grains. And that's why sometimes pearls have multiple orbs that when you open the oyster, they look unusual. And before, they used to throw those away. And now people are looking at those because they are unique. And those people who at one time thought that they were the ugly duckling, guess what? Ugly duckling is in. That pearl that was there before is now an unusual and unique, and it's a collector's item. And so are you, because you hung on and you allowed yourself this metamorphosis to be ready for this new millennium. Not millennium, we went through that in 2000, this new 2011, 2012. Many of you are ready to be the bridgers, the ones who are helping to bridge into the new, because I don't think the earth is going to crash and burn. I think we're crashing and burning. We're being pulled into that chrysalis. That's what the transformation is. We're the ones who are doing the changing. How exciting. All right. Let's see what else we can do. Well, I'm going to just go ahead and continue. Surprise. All right. So I'm going to ask Spirit to fill you, because now you're the new butterfly. I'm sending this energy out to you. I'm asking Spirit, God, whoever, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Lao Tzu, Paramahansa Yogananda. Oh boy, are they all here? My guides and angels, your guides and angels. I want you to open up, and they're filling you with the strength and the knowledge to know exactly what to do as the new butterfly. That you know and have the strength to create what you need to create, because you're creating something new. And you're coming through with a whole lot of knowledge. And I'm asking Spirit to fill you with clarity. With clarity and the purpose to understand and recognize other people who are in the same place. And I'm asking Spirit to fill you with the right. Yes, you have the right to create a new paradigm for yourself. The right to manifest and the right to belong with it. And by the way, many of you feel like you don't belong on this planet. You chose this planet. Well, it's maybe strange. You belong here. And Spirit wants to also fill you with the right to, that you can do it. Whatever you've been given. You see, Spirit or God wouldn't give you something if God didn't know that you could handle it. You can handle it. And also, Spirit is asking to send to you that you have the strength to own your destiny, to own your direction. And that you know, backing up, the Spirit says to fill you with the understanding to know exactly how to achieve it and to manifest success on your own feet, standing courageously as you are with purpose, direction, and focus to manifest it. Whew! That, my dears, is awesome. I want you to ground that. I want you to anchor that. And what I'm recommending to many quite often is to go to the archives and to transcribe these things, other than the coughing. Maybe that was channel two. I don't know. That there's so much in between, because I do go into trance. Okay, I'm going to pull one card for the completion of the program. Maybe two. We'll see. The first card is the Three of Cups, emotional abundance. Yes, you have been filled with so much during this hour. And it is overflowing. You have so much to give to others. And you are being asked to fill others so that they can overflow. Next card is the adjustment card, to take a stand of your truth. Pretty awesome stuff here. I love this. So if you would like to go to my website, that is mountshastamagic.com. It's also judithconradradio.com. It's also acoachforallreasons.com. So if you're interested in any of the classes, like to email me at conrad3198. That would be divine. That's a nice word, divine, whatever that means. And I will email you back. And we'll carry on a little conversation. Back and forth, back and forth. And maybe you'd like to subscribe to my monthly series in which I look to, you give me what you'd like to work on, or I discover what it is, and I support you in accomplishing that in that next month. Maybe you may need a coach right now, because you're coming out like a butterfly and you're not, Spirit filled you. And you may need a little help. If so, we can do it on the email, especially if you're in Canada or you're in England or Scotland. Hi, over in Scotland. I love it, love it, love it. Okay, so I will be back next week. I want to remind each and every one of you that who you are makes a difference. See you next week.